next poet, though, is one I'm very excited about, mostly because I just downloaded his book today, and I've been reading it nonstop.
Oh, that's awesome.
His name is Rudy Francisco.
Rudy.
Yeah, Francisco.
Makes me think of Bob's Burgers. Is that
Yeah, Rudy. Normal Rudy. Regular size Rudy.
Regular size Rudy.
Yeah, so Rudy Francisco is a modern day poet. He is one of the most recognizable names of spoken word poetry.
His name sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. If you heard his work, him perform it, you'd be like, oh, I got you.
Yeah.
He was born, raised, and still resides in San Diego, California. He is currently 37 years old. Oh, you know what? Hmm. I think Arthur was older than 37. And I think I just said 37.
Someone will do the math. Because Rudy's.
Yeah, because Rudy's. Anyway, we'll figure that out.
Rudy. Corrections for next week. We've got him coming.
Already. Rudy is currently 37 years old. At age 21, Rudy completed his BA in psychology and decided to continue his education by pursuing a Master's of Arts in Organizational Studies.
Huh.
I don't know what that necessarily means.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so kind of a different path. As an artist, he describes himself. This is also pretty much verbatim from his website's bio.
Okay.
Just because there's not a lot of information about him, but
that's where I got a lot of the information for Philip was from his
website.
Yeah,
it's just like
some added things.
I feel like he wrote this bio, and it's like the best way to explain him.
Awesome.
So, as an artist, he describes himself as an amalgamation of social critique, introspection, honesty, and humor. He uses personal narratives to discuss the politics of race, class, gender, and religion, while simultaneously pinpointing and reinforcing the interconnected nature of human existence. Rudy seeks to create a world that promotes healthy dialogue, discourse, and social change. Furthermore, he has made conscious efforts to cultivate young poets and expose the youth to the genre of spoken word poetry through coaching, workshops, performances at prep schools and community centers.
That's awesome. I wonder if he probably knows Sarah Kay and Philip Kay.
Oh, I would assume so.
The paths have to have crossed at least.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. He's also received admiration from institutions of higher education. He's conducted guest lectures and performances at countless colleges and universities across the nation. Rudy has shared stages with prominent artists such as Gladys Knight, Jordan Sparks, Music Soul Child, and Jill Scott. He is also the co-host of the largest poetry venue in San Diego, competes in domestic and international poetry slam competitions, and has had the honor of being nominated for an NAACP Image Award.
Wow.
So he is, I mean,
doing things.
And I'm reading this poetry and I'm just like, there is not, I mean, like, I think that it can't get any realer. And then I flip the page and it's like, boom, it just like hits you again with this. It's
amazing.
It's such a visceral type of poetry that he writes. It's just like you're reading it on the page, but it's reaching out to grab you. It's it's so exciting to listen to.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Ultimately, Rudy's goal is to continue to assist others in harnessing their creativity while cultivating his own. Rudy Francisco is the 2009 National Underground Poetry Slam Champion, 2010 Individual World Poetry Slam Champion, and appeared on TV One's Verses and Flow. His poetry books include Getting Stitches, Scratch, No Gravity, Parts 1 and 2, and his newest book, Helium, which is what I'll be reading from. In March 2018, Rudy performed his poem, Complainers, from Helium on The Tonight Show. He is the first person to do a full-length poem on The Tonight Show stage.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. And it's a really good poem, too. Ooh. But I'm not going to read you
one. We'll have to share it on the Facebook page.
So it's funny that you said Sarah Kay.
Yeah.
Because I found out about Rudy Francisco through Project Voice's 30 Days of Poetry in April. One of the prompts, if you guys remember, we were doing this series on Instagram of our, where you write a different poem with a different prompt every day.
Each weekday.
And you'll find ours in our story, like our highlight section on our Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
We each kind of went on and off and switched off and wrote all these different poems, and it was really fun. And so one of the prompts, which we didn't actually post, I was working on it, it just took me a little longer than I thought it would. was the my honest poem. Mm-hmm. And it was like an I am poem, essentially. And they linked, they said, if you want inspiration, check out Rudy Francisco's My Honest Poem. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll check it out. And I did, and I was like, oh, shit, this is so good. And like, and he's just a really exciting performer, too. And anyway, so I decided what better one to do than his My Honest Poem.
Wow.
And so that is what this is. It's called, again, My Honest Poem.
What's it called?
My Honest Poem.
Great.
Okay. This is My Honest Poem.
Is this... Go ahead.
Are you done?
Okay. Yeah.
I was born on July 27th. I hear that makes me a Leo. I have no idea what that means. I'm 5'6 and a half. I weigh 175 pounds. I don't know how to swim. I'm a sucker for a girl with a nice smile and clean sneakers. I'm still learning how to whisper. I'm loud in places where I should be quiet. I'm quiet in places where I should be loud. Mm. I was born feet first, and I've been backwards ever since. Huh. I like ginger ale. A lot. I've been told that I give really bad hugs. People say it feels like I'm trying to escape. Sometimes it's because I am. Mm. I get really nervous every time someone gets close enough to hear me breathe. I have an odd fascination with sandcastles and ice sculptures, things that will only last a few moments. That's also why I fall in love with women who will never love me back. I know it sounds crazy, but it's actually much easier than it seems, and I think it's safer that way. Relationships remind me that I'm not afraid of heights or falling, but I'm afraid of what's going to happen when my body hits the ground. I'm clumsy. Yesterday, I tripped over my self-esteem, landed on my pride, and it shattered like an iPhone with a broken face. Mm. Now I can't even tell who's trying to give me a compliment. Sometimes I wonder what my bedsheets say about me when I'm not around. I wonder what the curtains would do if they found out about all the things I've done behind their backs. I've got a hamper full of really loud mistakes and a graveyard in my closet. I'm afraid if I let you see my skeletons, you'll grind my bones into powder and get high on my fault lines. Mm. I've never been in the military, but I have this purple heart. I got it from beating myself up over things I can't fix. Some days I forget that my skin is not a panic room. Hi, my name is Rudy. I enjoy frozen yogurt, people watching, and laughing for absolutely no reason at all, but I don't allow myself to cry as often as I need to. I have solar-powered confidence and a battery-operated smile. My hobbies include editing my life story, hiding behind metaphors, and trying to convince my shadow that I'm someone worth following. I don't know much, but I do know this. Heaven is full of music, and God listens to my heartbeat on his iPod. It reminds him that we still got work to do.
Fuck.
Isn't that just like...
Wow.
And it's so fun to read.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like every single one of his poems. And they're not all that long. Some of them are literally like the Instagram poem, like a line or two.
Uh-huh.
And they are all so much fun to speak. And like his rhythm, the cadence is so easily followed on the page that it's like, yeah, I've listened to him, I mean, 100 times now.
Yeah.
Read this poem.
Right.
But I could have listened to it once and gotten what he was doing, you know, like just like he grabs you from the page. It's remarkable.
Yeah. And spoken word poetry and like, oh,
and it's like sometimes some writers can be with spoken word, especially can be really harsh and really not know that balance between when to ebb and flow your words and when to pull back and make it more intimate, you know, and he does that so well, and it fires me up, you know. I'm like, it's so liberating to listen to him do these words, and he just comes up and he's like, hi, you know, like the sweetest guy, just like whatever, you know, and he knows the weight of the words that he's saying.
Yeah.
And some of these poems, they deal with a lot heavier stuff than a monologue poem like this, where he's like describing himself.
But that's also really hard to get up there and talk about yourself and talk about right. your faults and right. the things that you love alongside that. And yeah. and
that's actually, that was what the prompt was. Uh-huh. So I'm like still in the process of finishing that poem yeah. because it's like, it's maybe really hard
be,
to.
Maybe that can be one of our Who's to Say yeah, episodes maybe. If you want to share it.
Well, and we'll see. I don't know. It's a good one, but it's a good prompt is what I mean. Yeah. It's like a... It's yeah, a really
everyone
interesting...
should go have a look at the prompts that they posted, even though it's not April anymore. Go, it was so cool good. To have, like, I think we talked about it on one of our episodes before, but it was just cool to have prompts that are something that you wouldn't normally write about or think to write about or in a way that you wouldn't think to look at something.
Right, exactly. It's really, it's fun. It's sort of like taking a poetry class mm-hmm. where you're like, okay, my teacher told me I have to write about this today. And
right.
Whereas normally I would probably just write about the same four things my whole life. Mm-hmm. When I am given this challenge, it was exciting. It was fun yeah. to be like, oh, I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to have to like really sit down and try, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's fun because sometimes you get stuck in that rut of like, I've been talking about the same relationship for the past 4 years, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Let me out. Let me try and explore things. And I think what Rudy does is really special, and in this book that is so well curated, he's broken it up into three different parts, and it's like the first one, oh God, there's so many. I want to read the whole book on here, you know, like it's fun to read, it's fun to see, and it's very commonplace almost. It's very what's the word, pedestrian,
mm-hmm.
where. Like, one of the poems is this, the title is this run-on sentence. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's like, to the girl, to the barista at Starbucks at this specific location, uh-huh. I swear I'm not a stalker.
Uh-huh.
And then the poem. And it's yeah. like, the title itself is pulled into the whole narrative, and he just, he's amazing. Please go look him up. I'm
yeah.
obsessed with him, clearly. It's, mm-hmm. it's amazing, but.
Wonderful.